Good morning, and I hope you enjoyed your holiday. You know, when I was reading over this gospel earlier this morning, one thing struck out at me, and it's this. The devil, as a rule of thumb, loves to make a lot of noise. And the Holy Spirit, hence Christ, hence God the Father, as a rule of thumb, does not. Having said that, I know there's a place for loud community praise and worship celebrations, but even there, wherever the Holy Spirit is present, there is a unity in worship, there is a kind of a harmony. It's not just about drawing attention to the person who is leading it. And the demon loves to do everything he can just to cause turmoil and to draw attention to himself. So we have Jesus is teaching in Capernaum. By the way, did it ever occur to you, any time that you imagine Jesus preaching, we know that he preached strongly. We know that his word had power unlike any other word that ever has been or ever will. But have you ever pictured Jesus up there yelling, and the way that some preachers and sometimes I myself do? Normally when we picture Jesus, we picture him, he may be speaking with strength, but he's also, there's calm, there's control, okay? So in this gospel we see Jesus appears, he's teaching. The devil has to make a spectacle, because frankly the devil can't handle being around the grace of God. And here's what Jesus does that is kind of scandalous, or not scandalous, but surprising to the people. First of all, it says Jesus was teaching with authority. It doesn't just mean like he's a guy who teaches with a lot of conviction. It means that as opposed to the teachers of his time, the Jewish teachers before would have never preached in their own name. They would always refer back to the Torah, and then they would refer back to all the other doctors of the law. So, as so-and-so said, and in light of this, and taking from this, they were like lawyers who were building a case, building teaching upon teaching based upon the law. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus simply taught in his own name. You have read that it was said, you shall not kill. But I tell you, with his own authority. Nobody ever did that before. And a lot of it actually kind of got Jesus in trouble on occasion, in the sense that people are saying, well, he's teaching with authority in his own name. And then he follows it up, though, by showing that when he teaches, it has power. Instantaneously, he casts out a demon. Now, the Jewish people had exorcists, just like we have exorcists. But no Jewish person would ever exorcise a demon in his own name or by his own power. What they would do is they would just simply bombard the demoniac with all the different titles of God. You know, Yahweh, host of armies, Yahweh, who is part of the Red Sea. They wouldn't even pronounce the holy name, but they would call him the Lord of hosts, and then all the different titles. They would just bombard the devil over and over again with the different titles of God and the different miracles of God and all the things he did. Jesus just simply says, be quiet, come out of him. Boom, instantaneous. By his own power. So what Jesus ultimately is doing is he's showing, I am at the center. From now on, I have authority. He's not boasting, he's simply showing. I will be the new center of worship. From this point onward, if you want to know the Father, and he's the first person who ever called him the Father, but if you want to know God, then you will learn to know God through me. This is essentially what Christ is showing to the world. And he's doing it in a way, like I said, he's drawing attention to himself, but not in a showy way. He's simply letting it be known. I am the pathway from this point onward that leads to God the Father.